From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington, hailing it as the best chance we've had to save the one planet we've got. President Obama commended the global warming agreement announced today in Paris by a 196-nation group. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris on the deal that is now done.
Flanked by France's president and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius made an emotional appeal for the world community to sign on to a climate draft he described as ambitious, fair, and legally binding. Like Fabius, Secretary General Ban urged negotiators to make a final push for a deal.
The end is in sight. Let us now finish the job. The whole world is watching. Billions of people are relying on your wisdom.
The final draft text aims to limit greenhouse gas emissions well below a key 2 degrees Celsius target over pre-industrial levels and highlights the more ambitious 1.5 degree goal many vulnerable nations have been lobbying for. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Burundi's army says at least 87 people, including 8 soldiers and policemen, were killed Friday in the capital of Bujumbura in what it describes as coordinated attacks on military installations by unknown gunmen. Horrified residents in several neighborhoods, the capital told Western reporters they emerged early Saturday to find dozens of corpses scattered in the streets. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power said political dialogue needs to begin immediately between government and opposition.
The members of the Security Council condemned in the strongest terms the recent attacks by unidentified assailants in Bujumbura and urged all involved actors to refrain from violence.
Burundi has been plagued with unrest